Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Hate Spinnerbait, the podcast where we hate spinnerbait, but we love trans people.
Yay, we do.
We do. And I'll do the Gen Z heart for y'all as well.
I'll never be able to figure that out. My brain can't do it. Yes, this, the horrors, they persist, y'all.
That's a really cute hot dog claw clip there. Just wanted to throw that out there.
Thank you.
Not happy about the horrors, but adorable claw clip. That just had to be acknowledged.
Yeah, no, I'm not pleased about the horrors, no, me either. And since there are so many horrors, today we're going to talk about the Grammys, etc.
Yeah, why not? Which honestly, from everything I've seen on social media, has been a real bright spot in people's 2025 so far. So I'm really happy that everyone could just come together for a night of music and joy and people speaking the truth at an award show to, you know, unwind a little, to be happy. That's cool. We should probably introduce ourselves and then we'll talk about it.
Oh, right. I'm Michael Ann. With Hi. Me, as always, is Bethany.
Hi, it's me. I am here. I'm ready to discuss all of the things. I'm very excited, honestly. My first question to you, Michael Ann, as someone who I know likes to get to bed a little earlier, did you watch the whole thing? No. Did you make it? No, I figured as much. I honestly didn't text you very far into the award ceremony because I was like, she's gonna slip off at any point. And none of these text messages will make sense to her in the morning. So I'm just gonna wait until I talk to her about it at the podcast.
Yep. I stayed up longer than I was planning on staying up, honestly. Mm-hmm. I stayed up until 11.
It went on long. It was a late show.
Yeah. Yeah. And I was like, I can't do it. I didn't think, don't come for me, but I did not think that Taylor was going to win Album of the Year.
I agree.
So I was like, I'm just going to go to bed.
I really didn't think she would win anything. I thought maybe Record of the Year, Song of the Year, something like that, if anything. I'm a little disappointed. I never in my heart of hearts thought I was going to win Album of the Year, so that one didn't disappoint me. But I'm a little disappointed that Tortured Poets did not get something. You know what I mean? Just because I do personally think it's some of her best work, and I'm a little sad that I was nominated. I guess we do have that. But and again, it's whatever. What does it really mean? What are award shows really at the end of the day? They matter, but they also don't matter. So it doesn't really matter in the grand scheme of things. Most of her favorite albums, my favorite albums of hers, were not the ones that won Album of the Year or won a bunch of awards, and that's fine. Some of them have, but so it didn't really bother me. But I also don't understand when people are I wish they wouldn't have given Midnights it because then TTPD could have won this year. And I'm that's not how it works. That's never been how it works. It's not we gave it to her last year. Came it's you have to look at it in just the case of the year. And honestly, I can't remember what Midnights was up against last year. And I know a lot of people are it's not as good as her Poets Department. She's not fighting against herself. That's not, she's not nominated against her past work or her future work. She's only nominated against what is up that year. And so, yeah, that argument, I just don't really understand. I'm Midnights, I honestly can't remember if it deserved it or not, because I literally can't remember what it was nominated up against, but it probably did. So it's fine.
Yeah, I do wish it won something, but the competition was really stiff this year. Intense.
Which is fun when it's that good, though, you know, where you're any one of these could win it.
Yeah, and you're wow, we've had a great year musically. I love that Kendrick Lamar's diss track where he says, certified lover boy, certified pedophile, one. Four Grammys. That's,
I know.
That's the most amazing thing I've ever heard.
A friend of mine in the group chat last night was like, if you're Drake, can you ever go in public anywhere again after you're the diss track about you won four Grammys?
Nope.
Honestly, iconic, and also iconic, Kendrick Lamar. I don't know a lot about you. We all know who Kendrick Lamar is because we don't live under a rock. But he was, legit adorable when Diana Ross presented him. Which also, I would have been the same way. I'd be like, this mother, I've been Diana Ross. Show some respect, y'all. But, he was, so starstruck. And I just found that really endearing. So, Kendrick Lamar, you It got a little notch for me last night with that because I just thought that was cute.
Yeah, I do know a bit about Kendrick Lamar. I do. I kind of listen to his music. Not really. I don't really listen to men. I hate them. Just kidding. But Andrew is a huge fan of Kendrick Lamar, so I know a lot of information like from him.
Yeah,
and
you got your scoop.
I was very informed on the beef with what's his face. So
that was so good. I don't know, anytime someone's here to take down your creepy McCreeperston, which in my humble opinion, I think Drake is. Also, we all just like okay with Jay-Z at the Grammys. Like, we all just keeping him under the rug. I'm like, oh, we're all like okay with him. Okay, again, I know it's all allegedly and nothing has been proven, but I still was like, I don't know, it's like a little uncomfortable, right?
Yeah, and what really sucks too is like, this was such a big night for Beyonce, very well deserved, both of her awards that she got. She made history, in fact. Right. And Jay-Z is there.
Yeah. Yeah. It's like,
I'm glad they at least put Blue Ivy next to her. So like we didn't get too much of him, but yeah, the camera kept going to him and like,
yes,
what are you guys doing?
A few people like acknowledged him throughout the night, which I understand. Like in the grand scheme of the music industry, he is a very big deal. I get that. But I was like, oh, well, let's stop talking about him. Oh, let's not say his name.
Yeah. It's like, no guys, I think I'm good.
I'm a pass, personally. I'm a pass.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know. Cool.
Cool. I love when predators are famous.
Yeah, live for it.
Mm-hmm, yeah. And the president. And anyway, so shall we talk about the fashion?
Yes, please. Okay. We must.
We have to start with Taylor Swift, obviously.
Obviously.
Her look was spicy. It was hot. Taylor Swift is in her bombshell era. She is looking so good. I love the red dress. It was very unexpected. I did not expect red. Very unexpected. And I did not expect short.
Yeah.
But we got both. And then the thigh chain. Get over the thigh chain.
It's a thigh chain for me.
Oh my god, amazing.
Definitely wire. Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. Everything about this, I mean, like red is her color, right? Obviously she's always been known for the classic red lips, but like she really very rarely like wears red. Just like a little red sparkly number. We did discuss last night briefly from kind of the profile of it. If you're kind of looking back side, it looks a little figure skater. It looks a little majorette. Not the best flattering side of it. But when she is staring dead on and you can see like the structure of like the bodice and the little peekaboo thigh with the little thigh chain, you're like, that is sexy. That is chic. That is everything. I don't know how she walked in those heels. Honestly, a few times she looked like she was struggling in them. I do not blame her. But I mean, I loved everything. The jewelry, honestly, this year compared to last year, she ate more for me personally. Last year is not my favorite. I loved the drama of the gloves. I love that obviously she was like setting up Tortured Poets Department last year. I get the theming, but like all of the necklaces last year, the hair wasn't the best last year. The hair was on fire this year. It was very on point.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't know. Last year, the weird hip bit of it was just not really doing it for me. This is not my all-time favorite Taylor at the Grammys look, but I would say it's solid. It is definitely up there. And I mean, thigh chain, come on, like that's gonna get thigh chain. obviously some extra points. I also liked that when Janelle Monáe threw out her jacket, Taylor Swift was the recipient and then wore it the rest of the night. That was fantastic as well.
I loved that. Like, yeah. Nobody has more fun at award shows than Taylor Swift.
She's out there doing it, loving it. And that is how I think, honestly, everyone should be. And I feel like there were a few, I think that was the thing about the Grammys this year that made it such vibes is usually Taylor Swift is like the only person dancing. And I'm like, I don't understand. Like all of you do this for a living. Like and you're getting to see all these cool performers. Like, why y'all so stuffy? And I feel like this year, like, there was still some stuffiness, but overall, I felt like a lot more people were getting into it, getting up, dancing. And I was like, yes, thank you. Like, it's a night of celebration. Like, live a little, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. Everything sucks. Live a little.
Yeah, live a little. Like, find your enjoyment where you can, truly. All right. I guess we should go through our pop princesses next. I love that Chapel Roan always has, like, a carpet look, and then a, like, when she's actually in. I think she actually had a total of, like, three looks, not including her performance outfit, which is very her, because she had what she wore on the carpet, which is always, like, the most dramatic one, and, like, obviously you're probably not going to sit through an entire award show in that. And then when she first got, they first panned her, and they're kind of in, like, a pan of the room when, like, Trevor Noah was doing his little, like, monologue mabobber. She was wearing almost sort of like a denim number. Then she did, obviously, Pink Pony Club, and then, which Cam was a backup dancer for, and I did not realize that until today, and I was so excited. And I was like, now I want to watch the performance, like, looking for him. So that was a nice Worlds Colliding moment. But, yeah, and then she had her, like, little, like, hat outfit. It was her last outfit of the evening. So I'm gonna call it the hat outfit, which I loved that it, like, fell off during her. Oh, here we go. Here they are together.
Here they are whispering.
Whispering things. Also, her performance was great. Yeah, the hat outfit is honestly, it's the hat that makes it, right? 100%. Yeah. I thought her red 100%. Carpet looked pretty fire.
Oh, 100%. I loved it. It's vintage. Beyonce has worn it before. Hey. I think it's from like 2000. It's vintage. I think it's from 2003. It is unfortunately marked as vintage if it's from 2003. So
right, which is depressing.
Which is hilariously depressing, yes. But yeah, she looked amazing. She kills it. She always does. I love the yellow and the blue. I love the makeup.
Yes.
Her makeup is perfect.
That's so good.
She's just like, she is truly like amazing. Like, she is a great performer. She is out here in drag, full drag.
Yeah.
I love it so much. I just love it.
I also love that. So my husband, big metalhead, he doesn't listen to a lot of pop. Really anything besides metal. Occasionally some, like, kind of 90s hip-hop because, like, you know, he, like, obviously grew up kind of, like, with that and stuff. But overall, he pretty much sticks to metal and, like, hard rock. Every time I watch the Grammys or something, like, some kind of award show, like the VMAs we watch together. And, of course, the whole time he's just like, I don't know who this is. Like, old curmudgeon-y man, kind of. He knows who Taylor Swift is, obviously, because of me and, like, a few other people. But he has now seen Chapel Roan perform on the VMAs and the Grammys, and he has said multiple times, like, of all the pop acts that I listen to, that would be the one he would be most prone to go and see. So, like, that's just, like, how amazing she is. Like, it's just, like, she's so, like, he said, he's like, she is punk. Like, she's not, like, the music she's doing is not punk, but, like, her attitude is punk, and, like, he's, like, very impressed by that, as we all are. And so that's kind of the person he would be most like to see. So there you go. She's just out here. Like, you know, like, it's amazing.
She's amazing. I love her. And her, I'm so glad she won Best New Artist.
Yes.
So deserved. I love this for her.
I loved her speech. And very
I loved her speech. Fair point. Yes.
She was making very fair points. Very valid.
Yes, yes, I loved that. Also, on the red carpet beforehand, she did also talk about transgender rights, which we love because are you joking, everybody? Like, what are you doing? This is crazy. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I love her. She's great.
I really feel like, okay. Yes, go ahead.
Should we rate the red carpet looks? Should we give them ratings?
Sure, I think so. Okay, what would you like to do out of?
Okay, 10.
10, okay. I love that.
I am giving Taylor Swift 8.5.
I was going to say the same thing. Yeah, I'd give it a solid 8.5. I feel good about that. That's a good rating.
And Chapel Roan, 10.
10. She's just an icon. Like, she's younger than me, but when I grow up, I want to be like her.
Exactly. She's my idol, and she's like 24.
Yeah, it's not even fair. Not even fair. All right. Shall we do Keeping with the Girly Pops? Shall we do Sabrina Carpenter next?
Yes, the People's Princess.
Great performance. I really loved, like, I think my favorite thing about the awards this year is I didn't feel like one person was sweeping. I really felt like everyone who, like, really had a moment this year, apart from Taylor, like, kind of got some love. And that was, like, that made me really happy. Like, Beyonce's album got some love. Sabrina Carpenter got some love. Chapel Roan, Kendrick Lamar. Like, it really was just, like, such a nice, like, mix of people. And that was delightful. But yes, the People's Princess. Honestly, like, such a comedian. I loved her performance. Like, she is just so, like, funny and adorable. Her red carpet number, very old Hollywood, very glam. I loved the little, like, back chain moment. Very, very cutesy. Yes. Mm-hmm. Like, very sexy, but yet still, like, you're leaving some to the imagination. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Sexy, but elegant.
Yes, yes, that's the perfect way to put it. So yes, she looked fierce. She did also have another outfit later on, a little bit, like, kind of, I was going to say simpler, but I mean, it's, like, sparkly and a gown as well. But less, I don't know, like, not as...
feathers.
Yeah, less feathers. Probably a little bit more comfortable to, like, sit in. Her performance outfits were also just freaking adorable. And, yeah, I'm going to give Sabrina, I think, probably also, like, an 8.5 for me, I would say. Like, it was solid. It was good, but not, like, my favorite look of the night.
I'm going 9.5.
I really like this. Yes, I respect.
This is her color. I love the feathers. I love the nod to Marilyn Monroe. Yes. I just love her whole aesthetic. I love everything she's doing. Yes. And this is so perfect for her. And so
she's just, like, the cutest person. It's so funny. It's like, in a sense, again, she's kind of like, ooh, sex pot. But also, I'm like, she's just the cutest little person. I could just eat her up.
She is.
Absolutely eat her up. Can we talk about Gracie Abrams next and how I don't love this outfit? But, like, go off, queen.
She looks like a Victorian ghost bride. She's like, yeah. Mrs. Haversham.
I was like, what's with the veil? Like, she doesn't look bad because she's Gracie Abrams and, like, she's always going to look beautiful, you know? Honestly, she just has, like, the prettiest face structure. Like, her bone structure is insane. And, like, her cute little bob is just perfect. I'm like, oh, I could pull off a cute little bob as well as you do. But this outfit just wasn't it for me. I'm not really sure. It's something. I'm going to give it, like, I don't know, a 6, I think, is how I feel about that. I'm going to give that a 6.
Yeah, I'd say 6 as well. I really don't like the neckline.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And she was really, 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 like, giving off Ghost Bride vibes. Like, her makeup and everything. And every time I saw her, she was like,
she should be in the basement. No, it's not the basement. It's the attic. The attic of Haunted Mansion. That's what she should be. That's the vibe she's getting.
Yes.
It's just really, because, like, the veil was, like, attached to the sleeves. And it just looked like you wouldn't be able to move your arms because then you'd, like, mess up your, I don't know. It was interesting.
It was not for me personally.
I'm sure for, like, those really high fashion girlies, it worked for you. And that's great. But for me, it did not personally work. Yeah.
I want to talk about Lady Gaga.
Okay, yes, let's talk about Gaga.
So, the bitch is back. Lady Gaga is back. She is back in her, like, what she was doing when we were in high school, like, 2009, her, like, monster era. Mm-hmm. She's bringing it back. She looks haunting. In her custom Vivian Westwood black gown, eyebrows, severe haircut.
Yeah. I love the, like, no eyebrows. I could never pull off that look, but when she showed up, I was like, yes, go off.
No, I could never pull it off ever in my life. Or that, like, those short bangs.
Yeah, like, no. Couldn't do it.
But this I love this.
Very TTPD, honestly. You know, like, if Taylor really wanted to go all for it last year with the announcement, this is what she should have worn.
Yes. This is, like, a little bit more, like a little bit more,
like, goth, kind of?
Goth. Yeah, goth. I was going to say angry. I don't know. Less soft. Like, she looks like she has a pet dragon.
Oh, 100%.
And I love that for her. And then her music video they showed, amazing. Her performance, so good. I am excited to get her next album, 100%.
Oh, what an icon.
For the effort and for in appreciation of the aesthetic, I'm going to give her a 10.
Yeah. Yeah, I feel like it's just because she really went there, you know, for being like bold enough to go with the bleached brows, the like no brow look. I gotta give her a 10 for that.
I know,
because like I said, I wish I could, but I could never.
No.
Charli XCX. Yes, we can talk Charli XCX. I feel weird just to call her Charli. I didn't like that.
We can talk about my good friend Charli.
Yeah, Charli, my girl, Charli. Yeah, absolutely we can.
I like it. I think it's like theatrical and it's very on brand for her. I hate those shoes so much.
Shoes are not it for me. The dress I'm honestly pretty into, but the shoes do ruin it for me a little bit, unfortunately. Yeah. That's gonna knock her down a point at least.
Yeah, the shoes are really rough. But everything else is so cool. I love like the ball gown of it all, the ruffles of it all. She looks amazing.
I'm into the dress. I feel like this photo I'm looking at right now, she is serving like that look. She's like, the thighs could kill. But yeah, for the shoes, I gotta give it like maybe. I want to give this 7.5 is what I'm going with. I know a lot of people probably like, really? It was the best look of the night, but those shoes are really taking me out of it. I'm sorry.
The shoes, unfortunately, take a lot out of me as well. And I think I would also say 7.5.
Yeah, 7.5 for me, I think, for sure.
The shoes, I'm sorry, guys.
It's just, it's the shoes for me. What is Billie Eilish wearing as a hat? I don't get that hat. Not to be mean, but I also, I am confused because I saw this hoopla about how she had cut her hair. And on the red carpet, it did appear shorter. But then the rest of the evening, she like definitely had extensions in. And I was like, what's the point then if you're going to like wear extensions the entire night at the Grammys? So I was a little confused about that. But Billie Eilish obviously always kind of has her own style. Beats to a different drum, and I love that for her. I don't like that hat, though. I'm going to be honest. The rest of the outfit's fine. I'm okay with the rest of the outfit. The hat is just not doing it for me.
I don't like any of it, but I respect her brand. But I don't like it.
For me.
You know.
I like the glasses. I'm into the glasses. But yeah.
They are a little free blind mice.
It's a little bit, to be honest. For me personally and my own personal ranking, and again, I get that she has her own style and I love that for her. Truly, stay true to yourself, queen.
Yeah.
But for me personally, this is like a 4.5. But you know, I'm sure somewhere out there, someone was like, yes, that is the moment.
Yeah. It's like, I feel like mean rating it, honestly, or rating any of these, honestly, the more I think about it, because I'm like, these people, except for Gracie Abrams, I'm sorry, girl. I'm sorry. No.
No.
No. But, like, I hate this personally, but, like, it's so Billie. So it's, like, I feel like it needs an 8.5, not because
her standards. Yeah.
Yeah, but, like, on her, with her vibe, I think we would
with
go.
With her vibe.
It were 8. 8.
Give that an 8. Can we talk about Alicia Keys, like, awesome I don't even know what to call it. Headdress, earrings. Like, I'm not even sure. I was fascinated by this truly all night, y'all. Every time they like remotely cut to a crowd shot, I was like, look at Alicia Keys. The crazy, like, awesome. It's like half headband, half earring, half headdress. I don't even know. But I was obsessed. And I'm also just like, I love Alicia Keys. And I think that she's just like wonder. Like, I could just listen to her like talk. Like, she's just such a, like, chill vibe. Like, just imagine, like, the world is dark, y'all. I just want to go, like, get coffee with Alicia Keys, and I truly think that could cleanse my soul. And I just love – I love seeing her. I loved that she got to give a beautiful speech, you know, was a recipient of whatever they call that award that I can't remember. But, like, one of the achievement, you know, whatever, kind of like Lifetime Achievement Awards. But, yeah, I'm obsessed with this headdress thing. Like, truly.
Me too.
I was like, is it heavy? Is it like, I just, I don't know. Like, I think it's so cool and something I could clearly never pull off. And for that, I have to give her a 10 because I just think I'm fat. I was fascinated by it. Truly the entire night. 10 for me.
Yeah. She gets a 10 for sure. Like, no questions asked. She's legendary. Her look was amazing. I love that headband, headpiece, mabobber thingy.
Mabobber. Yeah.
Yeah, I love the gold, like, corset thing she has going on. It's, like, it's not too much. It's, like, the exact right amount with that, like, plain black dress. I love it.
I love it. Like, part of me is, like, that actually, apart from, I don't know how heavy that headpiece thing is, but the actual dress, I'm, like, that's got to be pretty comfy. Like, it looks pretty comfy, but it's also still fashion, you know? And that's my favorite kind of thing. Because some of these girls, I'm like, I know you were uncomfortable all night sitting in that dress. Like, I'm so sorry. But Alicia Keys, I was like, she's sitting there. She's comfortable and also cute. And I respect that.
Mm-hmm. Same. Yeah. Love her. Love it. 10.
10. 10 out of 10. Absolutely. Olivia Rodrigo. Pretty, like, simple, but also still, like, very... She also just wants people that just has, like, a beautiful facial structure, and it's so not fair. Oh, great hair.
Like, she is stunning. I was, like, blown away by her in this dress. I love this dress because it's very reminiscent of, like, 2010s prom.
Yes.
But like, classy and elegant and pretty. Yes. And I kind of like how it's, like, a little bit of a callback. Like, it's a little...
Yeah, I really, and like I said, in theory, it's a simple dress, but I think she just, I don't know, something about it is also, like, weirdly fascinating to me. I love, like, a little faux neck. I don't know why. Like, I love a little turtleneck moment. I'm not sure. I do. And so I like that it kind of goes up around the neck, but then you have the cutouts. Again, overall, I mean, I'd be a little bit worried about a nip slip, but overall, it actually looks pretty comfortable. Like, I think you can sit comfortably at a 5-hour award show in that. Yeah, I don't know. I just thought she looked very, like, very chic. Very, like...
Yes.
Very, very chic.
I was going to say she looks like a Bond girl. Bond whatever, but that's sexist. So she looks like she could be James Bond.
Yeah, she does.
100%. She's a Charlie's Angel.
Yeah, that's what there it is. You go. Nailed it. Mm-hmm. Nailed it.
Yeah. I think she looks amazing.
Fantastic, truly. Quickly, briefly talk about, mostly when I say Miley Cyrus, I mean her hair. And I don't know what was going on with it and why it just looks like someone was like chunk right here and then long. It looks like someone 10 years ago didn't know how to put extensions in their hair. And obviously I know that A, she does because she's worn them for years. And B, she has an insane amount of money. So her hairstylists are doing good things. So clearly it's intentional, but I just want her to know that when I saw it, I was like, it looks like someone doesn't know how to put in extensions. It's just a weird choice. Like, the rest, like, she's got a cute little bang moment, normal. The rest of the length is normal. It's just that weird ass chunk missing from right here. Like, not a blended in layer that I cannot understand for the life of me why you would do that purposely. But you know what? As they once said, she's just being Miley.
She's just being Miley. I mean, I don't love it, but she pulls it off, you know?
Because she's Miley. Like, that's just...
She's Miley.
Miley's gonna Miley, you know? But I was like, what is... I literally, at first, I thought I saw it wrong. And then they showed her again. And then when she went to present an award, I think, I was like, oh, yes, no, that is, like, intentionally like that.
Yeah. Her...
go off, queen.
Her dress is, like, very similar, kind of, to Olivia Rodrigo's.
Yes, I thought the same thing. Except I think Olivia Rodrigo, like, pulled... Like, the her styling of hers, I like slightly more. Which, again, is no offense to Miley Cyrus. I just, like the way that Olivia Rodrigo's is styled a little bit more.
Yeah. Yeah, I agree.
Briefly talk about... Okay, I literally learned who Doechii was last night. I hope I'm even pronouncing that right. I think I am.
Doechii.
Literally just learned who she was last night on the red carpet. And I was like, is she wearing visible face tape? Like, I think, like, and I was like, it has to be on purpose. So I looked it up and it is. And I love that for some reason. Like, I love that she's like, yeah, I wear it because it looks good and I'm not going to hide it. And I was like, okay, yes. Because, like, seriously, in this world of like beauty standards and every celebrity doing this, that, and the other thing to themselves and like acting like they haven't gotten work done, I love that she is just visibly wearing face tape where you can see it. And she's like, mm-hmm. And?
Yeah. I am a huge Doechii fan. She is so good. Oh, my God. She's so good. Her performance? Blown away. Yes, I also love the face tape thing. She's amazing. I am so happy she won. Well-deserved.
Truly, she gained a fan last night. I really loved her. I loved her acceptance speech. Obviously, learning that she's a fellow Florida girl, I was like, we stan.
Yes.
I truly think the cutest part of her speech was that she forgot that obviously she had just won, so now the number was three women. She's like, two women. Three women? Like, the literal moment, like, a realization. And I was like, she is the cutest thing. I am obsessed.
Yeah.
So yeah, she's gained a fan. So there
you go. I love her... I love all of her looks because she kind of had like a theme going on throughout the night. But her red carpet look, I really like. I really like the corset. I like the stripes on the sleeve. I like that her finger, she's got finger holes. I like it. I'm giving Doechii a 10 as well.
Yes, truly. She gained a fan last night in me. So I have to give her a 10.
Love her.
Yeah, the finger holes are honestly... What's iconic? I don't know. I just think I just love the face tape. I think she's great.
So do you know anything about Jaden Smith's castle hat?
No. So do you either?
I don't know anything. I thought like maybe someone would be like on the internet being like, here's what's going on, but like no one did. So
I noticed at one point again when they did like a little like, is this your favorite look? No, it is not. And they did a little like pan out to the audience. I was like, is Jaden Smith wearing something on his head? And now seeing obviously it in an actual picture, like a still picture, I'm like, yes, it is like a little castle hat. But I don't know the reasoning behind it. I feel like I'm gonna have to look this up now.
He's a little weirdo. He is. He's
weirdo.
Like, he's definitely like an art kid for sure. Yes.
That is 100% the vibes he gives off. Yes.
Yes. Willow looks amazing.
She does. Apparently it's a $4,600 castle hat. So that little thing that kind of looks like styrofoam is worth thousands of dollars. But why? why would something be that expensive? And why would you wear it?
I'm confused to find out that it wasn't made specifically for him for this look.
Yeah. Like, is this a thing that exists? I'm about to have an ad loading. We don't want to hear that. Black castle hat on his head. The strange outfit designed by Abodi is being sold for $4,600 online and is described as a symbol of eternity, sensuality, and resilience. Yeah, this is some real art kid shit, basically. He's like, yeah. You know what? I'm going to wear this in representation of. She's apparently the designer Dora Abodi is introduced on the Abodi website as a descendant of an ancient noble family from Transylvania. I love this. I'm fascinated by this.
I love this. I mean, I love the lore. Let's
This is truly some lore. Wow. Yeah, he just like kind of like miserable he looked.
I know he does.
He did not smile once last night. It's like my favorite part of it. Man, what an icon, honestly. That's wild.
So good. So good. Some of these looks are like just straight up boring.
I know. I'm like, been there, done that.
Oh my God.
This hat. I'm just kidding with this hat.
We have to talk about it.
What's this?
We have to talk about Kanye West.
Oh my God. Yes. I was like, what fashion are you seeing that just garnered that result? Because I was on like boring person at the time. The whole Kanye West wife thing, which I have now since learned. I like that Shibuzi just always looks so happy to be wherever he's at. Keep those vibes, Shibuzi. And he was the star. Okay, yes. So there I was getting attracted by pictures. I have apparently since learned, because we were like, oh yeah, they got kicked out, which they rightfully should have. That apparently no, they just left. Like they just showed up to walk the red carpet, did that little stint, and then just like got out of there. And I was like, so they weren't even technically kicked out. Like the Grammys would have let them in after that. Yes. What is her name again? It's like Bianca or something. I'm making
that. Yeah, I think it's Bianca.
Bianca Censori? I think that's how you say that. I'm not sure. Apologies if not.
She has what I find really disturbing about, because I kind of find it disturbing. Like, I know people are like, ha ha ha, but I'm like, actually kind of think this might be like cause for alarm. I mean, being with Kanye West is kind of cause for alarm.
Yeah, that's true. In general. Red flags are already there.
But like, fully nude, fully hairless, no hair down there.
Yeah.
Like,
there she was.
What is that statement that you're making? Like,
what? I just don't understand, like, what is the point besides public indecency? Like, what is that? Is that a statement? Like, what is your point in doing? You know what I mean? Like, I don't get it.
They must have had something in their heads, I guess, but I'm just like, or like, honestly, that's what I mean. Like, it's so insidious. Like, if he is super abusive and like was basically like, okay, you're going out naked today, but you know, through years of the relationship.
Like, why would either? And he just like stood there, like,
yeah.
And just watched her like drop her little fur coat and be naked in front of everyone. And I was like, what are y'all doing?
Full frontal. It was distressing. I truly can't stop thinking about the hairlessness, especially of the vagina. Like, what is happening? And it's very disturbing as well, because we're seeing from the Republican Party at the inauguration the kinds of women that they had up there. And like what those women were kind of representing for what women should be now moving forward.
Right, just right.
Like vapid and like, you know, full of plastic surgery that looks awful. And like Jeff Bezos' wife was like literally wearing lingerie at the fucking inauguration. Like, and then we get this, that creepy vibe going on. And all of their fucking inauguration outfits, the Trumps, were like copy paste from The Handmaid's Tale.
Yes, I saw that. It was so weird. It's so disturbing. Very strange.
Then, you know, you tack all of that baggage that I'm already thinking about onto like this, like, hairless adult. Like, who has naturally naked vagina?
Right.
Children.
Nobody.
Children.
Children.
Yeah. So it's like, what are we doing here? Like, what is this? Because the like lack of hair was definitely intentional. Like 100%. And I can't stop thinking about it. Like, it's haunting.
It was very disturbing. Very disturbing. Yes. Like, I just don't. I don't know. Again, if you want to like make some kind of artistic whatever, I just don't know if a red carpet at the, like, you just don't know who's going to see it. Like, I don't know. It's weird. Like, it's not like, you know, when people pose nude for art or something, like in an art class or like for an art exhibit, like you, the people then entering that know that, like they have consented to it. You walking down a red carpet, no one on that red carpet consented to that. Like they weren't prepared for that. Like that just like, you know, when people are like, oh, they're being artistic and the human body is beautiful. Sure. Yeah, I get that. But in a certain circumstance where everyone is a consenting adult and has agreed to those terms and conditions, not in you're just walking a red carpet. Well, there she is, you know, looking like a Barbie doll, like completely smooth Barbie doll. Like, yeah, I don't know. It's disturbing.
Yeah. Yeah. It was very disturbing. Very disturbing. And like, it wasn't artistic. Like it was strictly shock factor. It was 100% all about the shock factor. That's why they did it. Kanye West is a fucking grifter. And it, oh my God. It was
disturbed. Dude.
I'm deeply disturbed. Deeply disturbed. Okay. I don't know who this is. I just found out who this is last night. Her name is JT. And she got this dress 3D printed custom to her body. And I'm obsessed.
Wait, I'm trying to find her.
She does have a huge cross necklace on, which, like, I don't love, but I
respect. Is it the one that's, like, the top bit is, like, all silver kind of
looking? Yes, this one.
Okay, yes, I finally found her. Yes. Yeah, she was, I saw her on the red carpet last night. I also was not sure who she was, but I also was like, that's pretty badass. And then I also, like, like little finger rings, that's the word I'm looking for.
Yes,
on fingers, and like the little cufflinks go with it really well. Like that is crazy.
Yeah, I really like this. I really like the soft dress with like the hard like metal looking corset. Yeah, it's really, really nice.
And like this is like what the Grammys should be. Like I think you get to like have a little bit of fun and be a little whimsical and different. And I feel like that she hit that mark very well.
Yeah, agreed. All the men's fashion is always boring.
So boring. I don't think there's like a single guy on here that I was like, oh yeah, slay. No, they're all boring. Even all like, boring. No offense to Troye Sivan, even Troye Sivan, who like kind of was doing something different, I'm still like, meh. But I still
love him. I like Troye Sivan's little lavender outfit.
Yeah. Again, he's doing something different at least, as opposed to everyone else's just kind of boring ass suit. So I'll give him that. Alexander James Rodriguez looking very blue as well. I don't know who you are, but I appreciate your commitment to the bit.
I don't know who a lot of these people are, if I'm being quite honest with you.
Like, what is in this? Can I also say the little ads that they did for like local businesses in LA, I thought were super cute and well done.
Yes.
And my absolute favorite was definitely the skate park, like the, not the skate park, but like the skate shop one, and it being Avril Lavigne. That is brilliant marketing. That is how you do marketing. I thought that was so clever. That's clearly post body swap Avril, but I still was like, yeah, see, like that's a great reference. And all of them I thought were like really well done, but that one I was like, that was the perfect person to like get for that particular ad. So I'd like to give kudos to whoever marketing team came up with those.
I know, I was like, I need to order a sweatshirt from these people.
All right.
Yeah, I loved it. I watched an interview on the red carpet with CeeLo Green.
Oh god, same, unfortunately.
First of all, his whole family looked stupid. You guys looked like fucking pirates. And I feel okay being mean because I'm pretty sure CeeLo Green's a piece of shit.
Yeah, he is a piece of shit.
And his wife or whoever she is, this whole part of her face, no movement whatsoever. Mm-hmm. Like that shit is frozen in place. Mm-hmm. The only thing that moves is her jaw and barely.
And I truly just say, I understand why people get plastic surgery, but also truly, I think plastic surgery really does age people, like truly ages people. And yet they're all out here spending oodles and oodles of money on it. And I'm like, so you look older? I don't understand.
Yeah. I mean, some of it, obviously, it's like you have to go to the right doctor or something because.
Yeah, I guess it must make a world of difference. Like I truly don't know.
go to the plastic surgeons that Republican women are going to, and you should be good.
Yeah, you should be okay, because they're not doing a great job. There are some people that are getting some good work done, but it's not them.
Mm-hmm. Also, there were some people doing, there were some celebrities that had ASL people with them.
Yes, I was confused because I saw some people post that it was like the celebrities that brought them. But certain celebrities, I think we were watching the same red carpet coverage, which was like the little people live stream on People / Entertainment Weekly live stream on YouTube. And yeah, certain interpreters were like, they'd be there. And so at first I thought like, oh, it's part of like Entertainment Weekly's coverage. Like, that's really cool and inclusive. But then they wouldn't be there for other celebrities. Then they'd come back. And I was like, well, that. So I'm like, I don't know if that person was with the celebrity because they were with other celebrities interpreting. Maybe they were just on the red carpet and the celebrity could be like, oh, yes, I would like them for my interview. And other people declined. I'm a little confused on how that works, because the one lady I saw a couple times interpreting, there was a guy, I think at one point, I only saw him once interpreting. So I was just confused, like, who brought them and like what their role was. But I saw them occasionally and I was like, that's really cool. And if, you know, like, whatever, the people doing the interviews were like, oh, wouldn't it be cool to have an interpreter? That'd be great. If one of the celebrities was like, hey, I'm going to bring an interpreter with me today for the red carpet. That's also great. But I'm a little confused on what was decided, who brought who, so to speak.
Right. Yeah. Because it's like some celebrities had it. Was that the celebrity's choice, as you said? But yeah, it's right. I have questions. Yes. They should have an ASL translator for every interview. Like, what the right. fuck?
I was like, why are they here sometimes but not here other times? I don't know. But that was really cool that they had them. But yeah, I was like, okay, let's make this like a thing. Like, every news outlet, I think, should have someone there, like, interpreting. I think that'd be really cool. But
Can we talk about Benson Boone?
Yes. Look at this guy. What's your hatred on Benson Boone, Michael Ant? I literally know his one song. I know nothing about
him. I know his one song, and I've seen him do two performances at award shows.
Yeah.
And it's
been kind of the same.
I mean, it's very impressive that he can do those flips, but yeah,
he loves doing those flips, baby.
He loves those flips. He That's loves those thing. Flips.
That's his like one trick that he can do.
I don't know. But then at the end of his performance, he like grabbed his balls.
Oh, that was weird. How did I miss that? I missed that entirely.
But did that you really? It was like,
yes.
So like, it was like in your face. Like, he was like, I must reaching. Have been
like talking during like that medley of the best new artist. Mike was like talking to me about something. No, that was during the Shaboozy part. So I don't even know. Cause he was like, oh, Shaboozy must be like locked for this, which I also like that Mike knows who Shaboozy is. But I was like, no, like Chapel Run and Sabrina are up for this. And he's like, oh yeah, they got their own performances. These people are on a medley. They ain't winning.
Yep, like, exactly. Yeah.
I was like, exactly. But yeah, we were talking a little bit during that medley. The last person I think her name was Ray. I'd never heard of her until that moment. I'm sure she's lovely and very yeah. talented, but I was like, this is the first I'm hearing of you. So you're not going to win it. But yeah, poor Benson Boone is really a one-trick pony. He has the one song that everyone knows, and he does the same performance of that one song, and he does the flip, and, like, that's his thing. He's like Weird Barbie, who's always in the splits. He's always in the flips. Like that.
Yes, exactly.
The one trick that he has. Oh, poor Benson Boone. No, thankfully, I totally missed the crotch grab. I don't even know how I missed that, but yeah.
He like issued an apology, and it's like,
oh, really?
That's yeah, not enough for me. I need you to turn crotch. Back time and not grab your crotch because it was disturbing. I think he's probably.
Oh, he's gonna be a one-hit wonder. Watch yeah. me eat crow, and in like 2 years, he's like the biggest name. But I know right. it. I really think he's gonna be a one-hit wonder. But we shall see.
I agree.
Only time will tell on that, I guess. But I was like,
yeah,
I don't know, man. I don't know if this is it for you.
Well,
any other Grammys thoughts? Do we have any?
No, I don't.
I just mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like that pretty much wraps it up for me on Grammy thoughts. Like I said, I learned about a few new people last night. That's always fun to be introduced to some new music and some new personalities. I think overall fashion was pretty great. I think overall, even though it ran long, like the production of the show was really well done. Obviously, you know, the LA Fires was a big thing since they were in LA and it was the first award show back and they really wanted to hit that hard. And I think they did a really good job with that. And yeah, it was a good night. Like I said, I really feel like it was a good balance of winners. Yeah, I mean, I have no complaints really. I had a great time. Much like Taylor Swift dancing all night, I was vibing, you know, I was just there for the vibes.
I really also liked the sets, like Sabrina's set, yes. Billy's yeah. set, Dolce's yeah. set.
Like they quality were all was so good.
Really good. Yeah.
So good. Yeah. Yeah. I was very impressed with that.
Yeah, same.
I feel like a lot of people sing live, which is always impressive. Mike and I were talking about that a lot last night. We're like, oh, like you can definitely tell they're singing live. And so that's always really commendable. So yeah, I was very impressed with that. Oh, I did like one more thing. I guess I want to discuss. I did like that because I was confused, obviously, when the telecast started and Cynthia Erivo was like very close to Taylor Swift. And I was like, love to see them together because I love both of them. But why do they look like they're sitting on top of each other? And then, of course, have later learned that she was looking for her seat and the show kind of started. And I think much like me, I would have panicked and been like, oh, God, like they are recording this now. Where am I sitting? And so Taylor was kind of like, here, you can come and sit here for a minute. And so she, yeah, they had a little moment, which I did like that Trevor Noah was going around. He's like, hello, oh, there's a lot of people on this table. Like literally the tables were super tiny and they were clearly meant for like three people each. And they were like, I'll just have them around it. And I didn't think it was very funny. Yeah. So yeah, we did get an explanation about that. But I was like, oh my God, that would have been me. I'd have been like, oh God, the show is starting. Where do I sit? What do I do? Panic. This is embarrassing.
Yeah. Same.
Yeah, she obviously ended up finding her seat. And also, yes, the Quincy Jones tribute, speaking of Cynthia Erivo, I thought was very well done. So that was, it's just so nice to see Stevie Wonder, you know? You're like, Stevie. They're nailing it. So that just made me really happy. And I thought they did a really good job, like a good mix of people and that kind of little tribute. So that was nice. Yeah. And I liked Will Smith's whole like bit about
me too.
You know, like his introduction and talking about, you know, craft services and stuff. And he's like, is this not your name on the script? Like you're in charge of everything. Like you want these people to work for you. And it's like, yes, thank you, Quincy Jones, for getting it. All bosses out there take note. Like the buck stops here. If your name's on the building, if you are in charge of the country, looking at you, Orange Man, buck stops here. You don't blame people before you or DEI or whatever. You go, my name is on this and I will take, you know, either credit or if it's something wrong, the blame and make it better. So everyone, listen to Quincy Jones and be a better leader.
Blah.
Really infuriating, honestly.
My face is melting, I think, off my body. Everything is so overwhelming. And everyone's like, that's the point. And it's like, I understand that that's the point, but that doesn't make it any less overwhelming.
Right. But I'm still overwhelmed.
So, yeah, it's a lot, you know.
Place in my head.
I ran away to North Carolina last weekend. It was very nice. Got a little cabin.
That's very lovely.
Some reading. It was lovely. It was really nice. And so, yeah, do what you need to do. Do what 100%. You need to do to take care of yourselves in this really awesome reality that we're living in.
Yes. I would say my comfort of the weekend was the Grammys. I did enjoy that. And watching Meet Cute NYC on TikTok because it's just really heartwarming and delightful. And I love all the couples that have like been together forever. Like kind of hearing from them. Like it's fun when they like, oh, we've been together for 2 years or whatever. Like that's cute. And also it's just like, it's really nice because I think it's something that when you're together, you don't tell your partner like often enough. You don't think about on a regular basis. But one of the questions I always ask, because it's like, okay, how long have you been together? Okay. You know, like what's your favorite thing like about your partner? What do you like about your partner now that you've been together for 9 years, 2 years, you know, 20 years, whatever, 50 years, what's your favorite thing about your partner? And I always like the kind of like, like a little contemplative look, like, you know, that's not something I think about every day, but they always like come up with like really sweet answers. And I love watching like the partner get to react to it. And I'm like, That's so sweet. Aww. So it's just really cute, and I love it. Like that. And like that. Yeah, I also love that they kind of startle some of them sometimes, because it always starts with just like, hey, are you a couple? Because obviously, like, you know, you don't know until you're like 100% ask, like, because they're like creeping on people walking down the sidewalk, like, oh, they look like they could be together, but you don't know. And they're always like, kind of like, what the two? Yeah. Yes. Because I'm like, not sure where it's going. And he's like, oh, is it okay if I ask you a couple quick questions? I usually like hate those, like, I don't know. I just feel like a lot of them are like fake, like the apartment ones, like, when you paint, I'm like, oh, when your apartment was like ready to be shown. Okay. Whatever. I'm sure some people are actually neat and tidy, because they like, or normal braino people, but for us neurodivergents, I'm like, well, my house would not be ready. You need to give me notice. But I always feel like those are a little fake. I do get down rabbit holes of watching them, but I feel like the, I'll be so sad if I had the meet cute one, meet cute NYC or fake, because I just feel like they seem so genuine every time I watch them. So I really hope that they, and not like it matters, but it's just nice. I think they're really sweet, and I just love people saying nice things about each other, and I feel like it's definitely needed in these dark times. So yeah, whether it's running off into a cabin in the woods or finding a happy little thing, a show, a TikTok video, or whatever you can to get through the week, do it. Survive. I like literally almost got emotional the other day, because, which also is like a weird climate change thing, but it was like a, wow, Mother Nature is beautiful and resilient thing, which was like 2 weeks ago, like a week and a half ago, whatever, whenever Snowmageddon hit, it was snowing. And I have a rose bush in front of my house, and there was one little rose, and it kind of was like, I'm trying to hang on, but it's snowing. And it, you know, it's like cold and miserable until like the rose bush is dead. And literally this weekend, like last weekend, there was snow on the ground, y'all. Snow on the ground. You had to watch where you walk. This weekend, a new bloom like formed, and I have a beautiful, beautiful rose, because it was like in the 70s this weekend, which is maybe weird the quickly that changed. Climate change, baby. But I was like, Mother Nature is so beautiful and so resilient, and that is so nice. And that like legitimately almost brought me to tears the other day. And that's when I was like, y'all, times are really bleak. And I also, another really nice video that I saw, I can't remember what her name is. I know her last name is literally Dance. I think it's like Callie Dance. She does a lot of like Taylor Swift content on like TikTok, but she filmed herself having a breakdown eating Chipotle like on the floor the other day. I think like in her closet. I'm honestly not sure, but she was on the floor, and it was very relatable content because obviously we're all there. And so she filmed a video, like a follow-up, and she's also eating Chipotle, but now she was giving advice. And she was talking about like your friends. She's like, you know, like a lot of people are like, they feel like they're being needy, or they're asking for help too much, or they're like burdening people by venting about their life, whatever. And she's like, but your friends went to a supermarket of friends and said, look at that little inconvenience, I'll pick you. And I was like, that's so beautiful. Yes. I love that. Like someone saw me and they're like, that little inconvenience, I'll keep her around. So
that's so cute. I like that. That
was
like
such a cute way of putting it. I was like, that's so sweet.
It is really sweet.
So yeah, there you go. Those are my parting thoughts, I guess. Thanks for coming and talking Grammys with us. Grammys fashion. We are not fashion girlies. I mean, we are, but we're not. We know nothing about fashion, but we just wanted to talk about it because sometimes sitting around looking at rich people in pretty dresses, it's what gets you through the day. So yeah. It'd be like that.
Yeah. Yeah. Have a good week.
Take care of yourselves.
Bye.